It is that time of week where we do talk movies, a subject I have made no secret about the fact that I am not great at. But Michael Jones, this is why we have him. He can run me through the movies and hopefully teach you something too. He joins me in studio now. Michael, thanks so much for swinging by.
Always a pleasure. I think I'm going to be talking about a movie that you may have seen the original of, one of the eight movies that you have actually seen, Tess.
Hit me with it. What are we talking about?
We're talking about Deadpool 2. I realise it came out yesterday, but Wednesday is an unusual release day for films, and I'm just not ready to talk about films on a Wednesday. Thursday is my day.
That's fair. I have seen Deadpool. Yes. I saw it on a plane because I was trapped in a box for many hours and decided that the only thing to do was watch movies.
That's good. Well, if you've seen that one, you've probably seen most of this one too.
Okay.
This one stars Ryan Reynolds, Mirena Bakarin, two people that were in the original, Josh Brolin, who wasn't, TJ Miller, he was in the original, Zazie Beetz, someone who wasn't in the original, she's in this one, Julian Dennison. This one's directed by David Leitch, who directed Atomic Blonde. Did you see that film?
No. Look, I just be impressed that I saw Deadpool.
I'm amazed. I'll give you a slight wrap-up of what happens in this one. Deadpool, played by Ryan Reynolds, or the stuntman who wears the suit. Anyway, he's back. This time he's putting together a team of fellow mutants, Domino, played by Zazie Beetz, The Vanisher, Zeitgeist, Shatterstar, Bedlam, and a guy called Peter, to protect Russell, another young mutant who can shoot fire out of his hands. This kid also has anger issues, and that's why they need to protect him.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's played by Julian Dennison, who was in Hunt for the Wilder People, another movie you probably haven't seen. They need to protect him from Cable, played by Josh Brolin, who is some sort of badass time-traveling cyber mutant. But isn't he really just Thanos?
Is he?
In disguise? Well, if you've seen Avengers Infinity War, you'll know what I mean. Anyway, it could well be Thanos. Look, but what's Deadpool 2 like, you ask?
Is it like Deadpool 1?
Well, if you're an adolescent male who loves comic books, extreme violence, pop culture references, and lots of swearing and smartassery, you're not exactly in for a treat, because that's exactly what you got last time, and it's what you're going to get this time. Except this time you get 10 extra minutes of it.
Oh!
119 minutes as opposed to the 109 of the original. And to be perfectly honest, in some of the ads they said, oh, it feels bigger. Well, to me it just felt a little bloated. I don't think a single opportunity was missed to slip in a reference to another film, for example, breaking the fourth wall, show a grotesque injury, or just something just plain gross, flog a joke to death. I mean, don't we have Judd Apatow films for that? Cram in as many cameos as possible, both superhero and celebrity. Remember when Zoolander 2 did that? Well, you probably don't.
No,
because
I saw Zoolander, but I didn't see Zoolander 2.
Well, there's another film you probably don't really need to see. And just how many times can you squeeze the word fuck into a sentence? As a verb, noun, adjective, or even an adverb? It's amazing.
Many times, apparently.
And do you love 1980s power ballads?
I wasn't around in the 80s.
Well, the makers of Deadpool 2 sure do. You'll have so many earworms in your head by the end of this film, you'll have to sing the Wheel of Fortune theme for at least an hour to get them out. And even then, these songs will haunt you in your dreams. They certainly did me on Tuesday night when I saw the film. So Deadpool 2, it's definitely on a much larger scale than Deadpool 1. It's almost become just another X-Men film with bad language, and a movie where the main mutant actually starts to get insufferably annoying after a while. Everything that was fresh and funny about Deadpool in Deadpool 1 just starts to grate, and you really start to wish for more screen time for some of the other characters, like Vanessa, who's played by Mirena Bakarin, Domino, played by Zazie Beetz, a new character, and she seems really cool. And especially Weasel, played by TJ Miller. He's a guy who can easily compete with Ryan Reynolds for comedic abilities and a witty quip. This could be perhaps because Ryan Reynolds now has a writing credit on the film, and that's why we see so much less of these other characters and we just get so much more Deadpool. I still found a lot to like about Deadpool 2, but I do wonder if this film, that the original, that flipped the genre on its head and busted the formula, has become little more than its own formula itself, and that really sort of goes to the well too many times and is possibly starting to get a little bit stagnant.
That's unfortunate. Michael, thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure.